Oh, The Bachelor last night.
I missed it.
Hey, this was not...
Sorry.
This was not the episode to miss. If people want to know what the difference is between American Bachelor and Australian Bachelor,
yep,
it's two words. One is dog and another is a very derogatory term. Although my neighbours like to use it about 2 a.m, very loudly. one of the women was accused of calling Matt a dog, very rude word, because how dare he spend time with other women and go on dates with other women?
Isn't that the point of the show?
Yeah, pretty much. It all unfolded. This program is brought to you by those two words.
She said that you're a dog and a disrespectful pig.
Disrespectful pig?
Whoa.
Dog. See you next Tuesday.
You were like, he's a dog. They're saying that Monique's that you're a dog.
Yeah.
Abby's told Matt that I've called him a dog.
Disrespectful pig and dog. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wow, I already feel dumber hearing that.
Do you know, there were so many asterisks on the bottom of the screen last night when they were putting that up. It was ridiculous.
I'd claim that.
The funny, you would too.
I love it.
If I called you that, you'd go, thanks, mate.
Actually, it's a compliment.
Term of endearment.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, Monique at the end said, I cannot believe that. I would never use the word pig.
Yeah.
She said.
That's fair.
That's not 2019.
Yes.
Hey, look, everyone is talking about that this morning. Okay, it's full on. Whatever. She got a rose, of course, because the producers are blaring in Matt's ear, give her the rose, great television, give the dog a rose.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, that is not the heaviest part.
Oh.
I'm going to play for you two separate dates together. And this is wrong. This is at a 7:30 time slot on Channel 10. Have a listen.
What we're going to do is make our own juice. Get juicy.
So juicy. Nice and juicy.
Get squelching.
Just spray it in.
Oh, my God.
How is it?
Don't get so vigorous. I think the slower, the like more, you know, enjoyable it is.
At this point, I'd rather drink the foot juice and make Matt happy.
This is going to be good. I'm so excited. Before Eleanor and I get started on the baby making, just need to open up his lips a bit.
That's the hole I think you want to put it in.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Go hard. Get in there.
Is it in?
I don't think any bloke wants to be asked, is it in?
Slide it to your left and kind of down and like hook it.
You're just kind of stuck.
Be a bit like rough.
Oh my God, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Right next to your face.
Yeah, it's in.
That's it.
Oh my God.
That's it. That was in, I think.
Oh my God.
It went in.
Yeah.
Okay, you two, what dates were they? What dates were those two? Foot juice and the second one about baby making. First one was crushing citrus with their feet, grape style.
No, I've done that.
And the other one...
Not with a bachelor.
...was baby making. Oh, with your feet.
What do you mean baby making?
With your feet.
Yeah, well, somebody's drinking it now.
Well, normally...
What was the second one?
A good Penfolds would take 10 years to ferment. Yours would overnight.
It'd ferment.
What was the second one?
Yeah, you seem more interested in that. Making a pearl. Inserting into the oyster the little bit of sand to make a pearl.
Oh.
And then to top it off, he gives her a pearl necklace.
Oh.